All right, this is the AWeber project, the 30-day project I'm doing. I'm probably going to be about 20-something day project because I want to make sure I don't get charged. I don't know what their policy is because it's risk-free, so I'm not even paying attention to if there's any hidden fees or whatever. I'm reading the exact banner right there. It is day two, and today started off a little shaky as my time came up, and I'm like, okay, I didn't get the email and of the feed. I'm looking, and then I go and check, and I'm doing some stuff. I come back about an hour later, I check, still haven't gotten it. I go and check, and it says it's been sent. It says it's been sent, and I'm like, So I'm looking, you know, I'm looking under that. I know it's been sent. I'm not receiving. I'm checking my junk mail, making sure it was whatever. I do a test to see, and the test goes right to myself. I'm like, okay, I can test, and it's coming through. Maybe it's queued up somewhere or something like that, but I didn't think of, you know, actually looking under the other place where they have, like, you know, they have, like, you have this broadcast blog, and that's what I did, was I broadcast my blog. Well, they have another area called broadcast, and those are basically what you broadcast also. And I thought that was more for broadcasting, like, newsletters, because your newsletters and stuff would go under that, or like an email to everybody you wanted to say, whatever you want to say. You know, you could do that too. So I was looking into my broadcast blog area. So anyway, I got online and I, you know, did the whole live chat. And right from the beginning, their live chat, to me, is different from other companies I've dealt with. I don't know how, you know, I haven't dealt with a lot of them, but the ones I have dealt with are always like, you know, you ask a question and you wait. And you wait. And you wait. And like 5 to 7 minutes later, somebody comes up and gives you an answer, and I wish I could remember. It just happened to me. I even saved the whole transcript because it was taking forever. I called them up on the phone instead, had to hold and wait. I finally got through to somebody, and we did everything online. It was just eventually, but the problem was, obviously, the other people's live chat was, and it was a big company, if I remember right. It was their live chat was, they had to answer, you know, several people at once. These people, I ask them a question, and they were just answering right off. So if they were working with more than one person, it wasn't anything that was hard, or maybe one or two people, they have a really good low ratio there, because obviously they were able to answer my question quickly, which was a great thing, if you run into problems at least. I haven't called them up to find out what's going on. I haven't tried that yet. Maybe I'll try that later on and see what happens. But for now, What happened was it was queued up, because I even noticed that too, that when it checked my feed, it showed like 10 articles haven't been sent, because it was the first time I'd signed up. So none of these articles have never been sent, so there's 10 of them. And I'm like, what's going to happen there? I was wondering. And the person on the live chat also explained to me, well, when you first queue up, you have so many of them, and if you would have chose, like, you know, as soon as possible, or, you know, it would have just started sending them one at a time. But because I said one today, it lumped them all together and put them into one, which was what I wanted to happen, into one email. However, it's still not going to send it out because it's just queued and sitting there. So all I had to do is press the queue button, was send now. And I clicked on it and sent it right away. And she told me in live chat that from now on, it's going to be automatic. It's just that first one wasn't. So it was kind of like I had to wait hours, had to figure it out, had to waste some time searching for this answer and everything. When it could have just been, you know, right at the beginning, hey, at the very beginning, your first one's not going to be automatic. You know, it could have just been a little, I don't know, anywhere right there for your first time signing up. Yeah, that would have been nice, but it didn't, and it wasted some time, and I had to go and do all the live chat and go to figure it, kind of get frustrated with it, you know, not be happy with it. But in the end, it worked out really quickly and was okay. So, like I said, I got the email. I came in, and it had all the articles were listed. It was kind of like my feed, the way my feed is. You know, same thing as the main subject, and then some, you know, a little bit of the articles in there, a snippet of information. A snippet of information. And, of course, you can click on there, and it takes you directly to my site. Now, as soon as you open it up and get it, it automatically lets me know, or lets AWeber know, that you opened it. So it was open, so it automatically knew. As soon as you click, it says, oh, someone's clicked inside. Of course, it keeps track of all that. So it is kind of very informative on that, to let you know what's going on. with the people that have subscribed and what they're doing and what they're reading and what they're clicking on and things of that nature. Anyway, that's it for day two, and I will see you tomorrow on day three, and we'll see how it goes. Right now, two subscribers, that's not really nothing, because that's the same people I had at Feedburner, myself, and, you know, Elizabeth, which was not a big deal. She just clicked and did it, so, because I told her to. So I haven't really had anything, and you would think I would get more, so maybe I try a different type of overlay or a different type of, I don't know, but I had like 20 or 30 people come to the site and nobody signed up. I understand, because people are afraid of emails and everything, because I do the same thing. I don't sign up other places either. Although now I understand it more. I'm more comfortable with it. But it's just crazy that we don't do that, you know, on a site that we like. So I got people saying, hey, when are you going to send me this? Hey, when's your stuff going to come out? Now, those are people who are following Twitter anyway, and Twitter gets updated immediately, and Facebook gets updated immediately, well, within the 30 minutes of me posting. So those people are just, they're already connected. They don't need to sign up for email. But at the same time, the email gives you the list of it in there, and you can come back to it, and you can look at it, and maybe you want to see the latest articles, you know, so you can able to read them. And instead of like on Twitter, you gotta like search through all your other Twitters. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get off now. I've taken up too much of your time already as it is, and I will see you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some more subscribers.